Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to my show. Now I'm really looking forward to today's episode. See, today is all about don't let your ego get in the way of your progress. See, because I find that the best combination to have as a Wing Chun practitioner, whether you're just getting started or you've been doing this a lifetime, is to have a black belt mindset with a white belt ego. So what do I mean by this? See, the moment you start to learn, it's wonderful because you're just getting started with your journey and you have lots of dreams and aspirations, okay? Now, the black belt mindset is one where you have a clear path, a clear goal of what you want to achieve with your training. That is super important. If you don't have a goal, you don't know where you're heading towards. So having a goal, super important. Now, I would recommend you have short-term goals and a long-term goal. Now, in the process of you taking one step forward every single time into trying to make that dream, that goal, a reality, you want to have a white belt ego. So what does that mean? That means you want to first trust the process, okay? You want to, of course, trust the expert, in this case, the Sifu, who's teaching you. And whatever that person tells you, you want to take it on board and you want to just try your best at going through that process or achieving the technique, the stance, the footwork, whatever it is that you're working on that given time. Because if you do that, slowly but surely, you will reach your goal. Okay, and that is what matters. It's progress. Always, whenever you go to your training session, you want to just take one step closer to achieving that goal. And know that you can be your own worst enemy, but at the same time, you could be your own best ally. Now, what does that mean? That means the mindset governs everything. I can tell you this by experience because I've been teaching for a long time where I can see that many times students can become their own worst enemies because they're very critical of themselves. They always tend to look at the negative side of things instead of the positive. Now, the other day in class, just before I wrapped up that session, I just reminded the students that were present that if you have kind of like a tendency to get frustrated with not getting the technique right, that is a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. Let me explain. It's a good thing because you want to get better. And that's always the right idea and the right mindset to have. But you don't want to get stuck in that mindset because then it becomes like a negative cycle, a loop that's running in your brain every single time. Now, I like to remind students of how long they've come along with their journey, with their training. See, because if I record them, not that I do this, but if I did record every new student when they come into my school as an absolute beginner, and I just record them a few minutes every single lesson for the first week or two, and then 6 months, 8, 10 months, or a year down the line with their training, I showed them that footage, they would be amazed as to how much they've progressed. And that is what matters, okay? Progress, getting better every single time. Now, do you want to get even more better? Do you want to feel that frustration when you're learning a bit more of an advanced technique and you're not getting it right? Sure, of course, because you want to still have that competitive drive. You want to still, you know, try to get better every single week when you're in class, okay? So that is how you can also become your best ally. Now, I every now and then ask my students, do you know your own limits? Do you know your own limitations? And chances are, for the most part, you don't. We don't, because we don't come with an instructional manual saying you can only come this far, right? So it's your job, and if, let's say, you're my student, it's also my job to help you get to that limit and break through. So every so often, I want to strive at getting my students to have a breakthrough, because then that is when they grow into that next phase. And that is what this is all about. Because, see, the benefit of learning Wing Chun is not only, at least the way I see it, it's not only to become a good fighter, but it's just to become a better version of yourself, right? To have a happier life, a healthier life, right? To get good habits with your daily routines. And this is a perfect way of you achieving that, right? I find that there's tremendous value in proximity. If you are surrounded by, you know, similar or like-minded people, then you're in that perfect environment of growth. And that is what you want. See, why is it that, let's say, in a class I'm teaching, there's 25 students. Out of those 25 students, say, I don't know, 14 of them go home with their t-shirts soaking wet. And the rest, not so much. But then after a little while, you start to notice that the new students that come along, then they get into it. They see that, okay, I'm in a classroom of people working hard. I see that there are different ages present in the class. And I can see that, you know, even the older students, they're going at it. They're training hard. They're going home with their t-shirts soaking wet. And let's say I'm 13 and I'm just getting started. I think I'll follow that example. I'll follow that person that's kind of like showing me how it should be done, right? So iron sharpens iron. And that is priceless. Okay, so the value in proximity. Now also, hard work beats talent. In the many years that I've been teaching, I can't tell you how many, maybe, I don't know, less than five times have I seen someone come through my door for the first time and they were naturally gifted. I mean, I showed them one thing and bang, they did it like they had been doing it for their entire lives. And you know what? I remember this one student, I wouldn't even call him a student because he only came like two lessons and I can't even remember his name, but he was a young kid, maybe 16 years old. And that was the case. He had never done martial arts before. I showed him a move. I showed him a technique and he did it just spot on. And I'm talking about a technique that usually I would teach someone who, you know, has just been learning. And because I saw that he picked it up so quickly, then I showed him a movement that you would learn probably at 6 months, 8 months into your training, and he got it. And I thought to myself, wow, I had never experienced this before. And the kid only came, I think, for just the one lesson, or maybe two, but I'm pretty sure it was just that one time. Never came again. And another time, there was, you know, another student who also got it like very quickly. Now, on the flip side of things, I've got students who are very good, okay? Now, I don't want to take anything away from them, not saying that they're not naturally gifted. Yes, of course. They do have that ability to learn and progress and work hard. And that's the point that I want to get at. They work hard to get to that level. And because they work hard to reach a certain level, they appreciate it a lot more. Usually the case when you have someone who's naturally gifted, and you can probably remember when you were at school, you would think of that person in class who, you know, that would have to, in class, play basketball. That person was really good at basketball. Or they had to play soccer or football. They were very good at that. They were kind of like gifted, naturally physically gifted at sports. But most of the times, those kids never excelled. And you know why? Because they knew they were good. So they didn't have to work hard like the rest of the crowd, right? So when I see students of mine that are at a very good level, most of the times, if not every single time, they had to work hard to get to that level. Now, if you combine hard work with talent, then you're unbeatable. Then you are just in a category of your own. So that's why I want to, you know, encourage you all, work hard, regardless of if you're naturally gifted or, you know, you struggle to learn new techniques. The key is hard work. And don't get a big head once you start to see the progress. Always be humble, always be respectful, because that way, as a sifu, I feel inclined to teach you more. I want to teach you more because I want you to blossom and grow. The moment you have a big head, that is when you become your own worst enemy, because then that will stop your progress. Okay, so guys, I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I did. And if you find it useful, please like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And I look forward to seeing you all on a next episode. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.